This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
The Astros, they win yesterday. We're bringing that up first because we are live in West Palm Beach. Thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors as we get into headlines here. The Astros beat the Nationals yesterday 3-0. The things you need to know from that game: Yiner Diaz, 2-run home run. Framber Valdez, 2 shutout innings to open the game. Just gave up a walk. Got a double play in the first inning. So check a couple boxes with the guys that are prominent guys on this team with that game. They'll play the Mets today in Port St. Lucie. We'll be on our way to that game after the show is over today. We will be here in West Palm Beach tomorrow to get to watch Jose Altuve in left field for the first time. Here was Joe Espada yesterday talking about Altuve and how long he's going to play in left field tomorrow.
I would like to give him at least 5 innings of defense. Yeah. 4 or 5 innings of defense. I think that would be a good first day. Hopefully, it's a nice sunny day, and we get a good first look out there in left.
I like the nice sunny day getting mixed in.
I know, that's interesting. Yeah, because I guess you could have the. It's a good challenge because the sun in the early innings is in the outfielders' faces. So yeah. if I'm recalling properly, based on my discomfort.
It was over top of us yesterday. We were sitting in right field.
So some fly balls you might have to adjust to the sun or whatnot.
I didn't think about that,
versus an overcast cloud where you might lose it in the, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's going to face lots of challenges. And Spo brought this up yesterday, the things he can't necessarily really tell from anything they do in practice, no matter how good he's looked, is, okay, broken bat stuff, like just all of the different scenarios that come up in a game, and not to mention navigating different ballparks and everything that comes with it. There's probably going to be some hiccups along the way.
Yeah, workouts are controlled. Games are not.
I'm not going to try to freak out every time Jose Altuve has a hiccup in left field. You know, when Biggio made the switch when he was 37 years old, he had already played in the outfield for 120 games earlier in his career. So it wasn't like he was going out and doing it for the very first time. This is different with Altuve. He's a couple years younger than Biggio was when he made the switch, but he's never played in left field before.
Yeah, yeah. And it's left field, so that's, you know, center field. Biggio's playing center field.
Yeah.
If Altuve were in center field, I would be really nervous. So we'll have eyes on that tomorrow. Keep tuned, not only to Sports Radio 610, because we'll check in with the guys in the middays and the afternoons, but keep following us on social media, because we're putting up a lot of stuff from the park on our social media while we're here. And hopefully for you guys, doing a good job of keeping you in tune with what's going on in spring training.
And Cam Smith will be starting today, so we'll get another look at him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
I expect at least when he's starting, you know, he might end up getting 3 home runs today, probably.
I'll be disappointed
with anything less.
Nobody's got him out yet.
Mm.
2 walks, 2 home runs, man. That's it. He can't. Nobody can get him out in spring training.
Is this the thing we're overreacting about that we feel totally comfortable overreacting about?
Yeah,
I mean, he's not going to be a day one starter on the major league squad or anything, but
no, I think there's we're overreacting to it appropriately because, like you just said, neither you nor I have said, well, move over Paredes.
Yeah.
Third base is his, or right field, you know, get out of here, Chaz. Right field is his. I, you know, you and I have not put him on the major league roster in April yet.
But the guy who's had the biggest sports radio take on is Despoto when he said he's a guy who can carry an organization for decades.
He's the hottest take artist out of all of us, is his manager, okay?
If he had shouted it instead of saying it quietly, that could have been a classic sports radio host
this
take.
This is what I would say. Like if you can't get excited about the guy you got in the Kyle Tucker trade,
yeah,
hitting two home runs,
yeah,
in a game,
yeah,
then I don't know why you watch sports.
Right, right, yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Hey, like, everybody, let's tamp down the enthusiasm yeah, here like, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's why, you know what, though? Because that's why the internet sucks, though. Because you can't get excited about anything
right.
without legions of people being like, hold on there, partner.
Exactly.
Like, no, let me be irrationally optimistic for about something in my life,
that
okay?
That is why the internet sucks.
Yeah.
That and scams. Yeah, those two things.
Mm-hmm.
People, pessimists, and scams.
A lot of other stuff that's pretty good.
There's, no, it has its moments for sure. The internet, Texans combine workouts begin today. Linebackers, defensive linemen. Seth, I would say of all the people working out today, if you're a Texan fan, Kenneth Grant is probably the biggest one you've got that you're keeping an eye on.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good edge rushers that'll mm-hmm. probably go in the first part of the draft, and that's. It doesn't necessarily – I'd be really surprised if the Texans take an edge rusher. Now, if one of those guys falls and he's clearly the best player available, then they certainly could. But I just think that it all kind of plays out to the better defensive tackle prospects. Or there's a lot of good ones that are going to be there in the back half of the first round and then on into the second round.
Yep, so those are the workouts for today. There will be workouts going all the way through early next week up in Indianapolis. They really stretch this thing out now and maximize it for probably mostly for content purposes. The big news draft-wise, though, that we should make people aware of, Abdul Carter, the edge rusher out of Penn State, who many of the mock drafts have going first overall to Tennessee, he has a foot injury. And that just came to light yesterday. He was tested at the combine. Test revealed that he's got a stress reaction in his right foot and could undergo surgery. This would terrify me if I were Tennessee or Cleveland or the Giants, one of those teams near the top of the draft, and Abdul Carter was on my board, and he should be on the board for all these teams. But a foot injury is such a tricky thing, man.
Yeah, you think about Tyree Wilson a couple years ago, who was kind of neck and neck with Will Anderson as being the edge rusher, and then and I actually had Tyree Wilson over Will Anderson for a while, and then
me too.
Then when I learned about his foot injury and how he it scared the hell out of me, and luckily I switched my favorite to Will Anderson. I say luckily for no other reason than just my personal pride
sure.
and credibility.
Yeah, yeah.
But feet scare the crap out of me. Going back to Kevin Johnson and Matt Schaub. I don't care what anybody says. Every time somebody has a Liz Frank or some kind of foot fracture or something, all the medical experts say, well, it's a pretty simple recovery. It feels like 50% of the time there's complications down the road.
It's a simple recovery if you're a salesperson or a lawyer or something like that
right.
that doesn't have a job where you're pushing off
at max speed with superhuman strength and power.
And trying to push 300-pounders around.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
He'll
yeah.
fall to the Texans. That's what I'm claiming.
No, he'll
fall to the Ravens.
Fall to the Ravens.
Yeah, that's
and his
what,
foot
that's,
will be fine.
That's exactly
it'll
what
it'll be
happens.
The next Terrell Suggs.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. So that's news that you need to know from the combine. Rockets, they get a win last night, 118-106 over the San Antonio Spurs. They jumped out to a big lead. This game was never close. They jumped out to a huge lead in the first quarter, and they just kept bumping around about a 20-25-point lead the whole night. Amen Thompson was awesome in this game. He had 25 points, and he was destroying the Spurs in the low post
yeah.
in the first quarter of this game. He was like, oh, no Wembanyama out here? I will just beep up and Scott all over this lane right
this
here.
This felt good. It felt good. Look, it's the Spurs who are on kind of a modified high, ad-lib tank at this point.
Because Wemby's out.
But
yeah.
It's a back-to-back win and
yes.
some of the things that have plagued the Rockets in terms of scrappiness and what have you, they out rebounded the Spurs 60-41.
Yep.
It was a hustle game in a lot of regards.
In a game with Notari Eason, who's probably their most hustle player, the Rockets. So Notari Eason, because they're resting him, because it's the back end of a back to back, managing his medicals. And Fred VanVleet, hopefully back hopefully back pretty soon. We'll see. Fred VanVleet.
The other big headline, Khalil Shakir, the wide receiver for the Bills, signed a 4-year, $60 million contract extension with the Bills. That feels like a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I don't know. That feels like a very reasonable deal.
$15 million a year?
Yeah. I think that Shakir's one of those guys where I don't know exactly how good he'd be with a lesser quarterback than Josh Allen, but the Bills are also kind of – we saw the version of Josh Allen without Khalil Shakir in Houston, and it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, he didn't play that game in week five.
It wasn't so hot at all. So I think just having some stability right there. I don't get super excited about Shakir as a perennial all-pro or anything, but it's he's very important
to
what they do now.
Mr. Yards after catch.
Yeah.
He had nearly 600 yards after catch this past year. Like, he's like top three or four in the league in yards after catch. So he's a very specific fit, probably, Khalil Shakir in Buffalo. But it's interesting, you know, any contract that gets signed, look, Stephon Diggs is not getting a 4-year deal. This is a 4-year, $60 million deal. But the $15 million per year average is right in that neighborhood, I think, Diggs is going to be. Does this contract at all, Seth, do you think, does Diggs operate in the same market as a Khalil Shakir right now, or is he in a separate bin?
I would say probably in the same, except because of the health issues.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a 4-year. If he does get a 4-year contract, I don't think it's going to be for $60 million.
I think there's zero chance he
gets
a 4-year contract.
Yeah, so I think that Diggs could end up on a team where he's a good fit for them, like the Commanders or somebody like that. If they've got a lot of cap space and they've got a young quarterback, if every reason that the Texans signed Stephon Diggs or traded for Stephon Diggs, I could see a team like the Commanders, who has a boatload of cap space, saying, yeah, we'll bring you in here on a 1 or 2 year deal.
Yep.
But it'll make likely less money than the Texans were willing to pay him last year.
Report cards are out on NFL teams right now, the second year of the NFL PA. Report card, players voting on how good their teams are at doing certain things off the field. How did the Texans rate? How did the head coach rate? Is the best part of this team, according to the report card, is the best part of this team, the Texans, the owner? We will get to that coming up next.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to spring training and opening day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.